from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, May 5th. Coming up, a conversation with the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Illinois. We'll get her reaction to the release of a draft Supreme Court decision that could overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade decision. That in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois would become a so-called Midwest island of abortion rights if Roe v. Wade is overturned. But as Alex Degman reports, it would not have been that way a few short years ago.
Illinois had an abortion trigger law until 2017. That means if Roe were overturned, abortion would have become illegal. State Senator Sarah Feigenholz sponsored the measure to repeal that trigger law and require Medicaid and state health insurance plans to cover abortions. She says the legislature has become increasingly pro-abortion rights since she started in 1995, due in part to voters and activist groups.
Illinois should be an example of how important it is to have grassroots activism.
Lawmakers went further in 2019, passing a law clarifying abortion as a fundamental health care right, not criminal activity. I'm Alex Degman.
Illinois abortion rights supporters say they're scared and angry, and they're getting their marching shoes on. About 80 people rallied in Springfield Tuesday after that draft opinion was released by Politico. 29-year-old Callie Smith says just because she supports Roe does not mean she wants to see people end their pregnancies, but she thinks there must be an option to do so.
I want to live in a world where abortion is not needed, not because we just outright ban abortions.
Smith worries that without a better social safety net, Roe's reversal will make the procedure hard to get safely. Rally organizers from the Springfield group Resister Sisterhood say they're focused on making sure Illinois' reproductive health care laws stay in place, even if federal abortion protections disappear. Two special education programs serving Macon and Piatt counties are combining for the next school year. As Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes reports, administrators worry the change has prompted misinformation to spread.
Principal Jessica Ellison wants families to know that the social-emotional alternative program she leads is not a jail for students with disabilities, like some rumors have described it. For example, she says students next year will be able to take breaks at a new fitness room, rock climbing wall, or sensory room. The latter is especially for younger students.
I have a light curtain room. The curtain is just full of lights, and it'll be in a dark room, and I'm going to put stars on the ceiling so that some of our students just need that for a break. So that'll be another sensory thing.
Ellison says the rumors about her program surfaced after staffing issues prompted the Macon-Piatt Special Education District to combine it with the less intensive social-emotional development program for lower grades. But she says her program offers a positive place for K-12 students with autism or emotional disabilities. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
The six Democrats running for Congress in Illinois' 17th congressional district expressed concern and anger over the Supreme Court's apparent decision coming soon on abortion rights. They appeared at a WGLT candidates forum Tuesday night at Bradley University in Peoria. Candidate Eric Sorensen, a former TV meteorologist from Moline, is gay. He says reversing Roe v. Wade could lead to gay marriage laws being overturned.
We have to stand up, not just as Democrats, but as people willing to fight for our rights, because this is a direct assault on those.
The other Democratic candidates are Jonathan Logeman, Jackie McGowan, Angie Normoyle, Letisa Wallace, and Marsha Williams. The redrawn 17th congressional district includes parts of Bloomington Normal, Peoria, the Quad Cities, and Rockford. Still to come, we'll hear from the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Illinois. Jennifer Welch will tell us how her organization is preparing for the possible overturning of Roe v. Wade. That's coming up next on 217 Today.
Food is at the center of our lives here in Illinois. All of us eat it. Many of us grow it. Some of us might be struggling to afford it. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom's agriculture reporter. I'm working to tell the stories that affect us all, from the food supply chain to food insecurity. Listen for my reports on AM 580 and FM 90.9, and look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The U.S. Supreme Court appears poised to overturn federal abortion protections. A draft opinion published by Politico Monday night indicates a majority of justices will vote to reverse the protections enshrined by the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision and maintained by the 1992 Planned Parenthood v. Casey ruling. Jennifer Welch is the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Illinois. In a conversation with Tim Shelley, Welch describes her initial reaction to Monday night's news.
Oh, fury was the first thing that came to mind. I won't say we're surprised. We have been thinking that this was going to happen for many years, really since the former president put three arch conservatives on the Supreme Court. But still, it's devastating news to hear that the court intends to ignore 50 years of settled law and overturn Roe v. Wade.
So what's that going to mean for women in Illinois?
Well, fortunately, here in Illinois, we passed the Reproductive Health Act in 2019. So abortion will remain safe and legal here in Illinois. But when Roe does fall, we are preparing to meet double to five times the number of out-of-state abortion patients into our health centers.
Can you put that into numbers in terms of how many more that would be than who you're serving right now?
So that's what I'm talking about. That, you know, we would double and up to five times more see the number of patients that we're seeing right now. So if and when all of the states around us put in the abortion bans and restrictions that they have been passing through legislation, we could see as many as 30,000 additional patients here in Illinois per year.
30,000. Okay. So the thought is, I know a lot of the states surrounding Illinois still have trigger laws on the books, so it'll automatically, abortion access will automatically be repealed if this decision, you know, officially comes out, which it's expected to. So Illinois will become kind of the only place in the Midwest, so to speak.
Illinois will be within this vast abortion desert, where patients will have to make really tough choices. Are they going to travel thousands of miles to get the care that they need? Are they going to continue with an unplanned pregnancy, or are they going to seek an illegal alternative?
Yeah, so how is Planned Parenthood of Illinois? You said you've expected this for some time. How exactly have you been preparing for this news?
We've taken a lot of steps in the last number of years. I've been with Planned Parenthood of Illinois just 5 years. And in that time, we've opened two new health centers. We have expanded two other health centers. We've launched telehealth care, like a lot of places during the pandemic, we launched telehealth care. And that's useful for patients who need abortion care because they can have a video appointment and then get their abortion pill through the mail after that telehealth visit. We've also created a navigation program to assist patients that are forced to travel to Illinois for their care. And perhaps most importantly, we are collaborating very closely with Planned Parenthoods in all of those neighboring states, trying to figure out how we will care for those patients. So I think every single day I talk to a Planned Parenthood leader from another state, be it Indiana and Kentucky or Tennessee or Wisconsin, trying to figure out how we're going to prepare for this challenging future.
And you mentioned this before, but one concern you must have is just the matter, the number of pregnant people who will take this into their own hands and go to some other, you know, less safe option for an abortion or termination of a pregnancy. And what kind of outcomes will that lead to?
Well, that's the big concern, because what we know is that the vast majority of people in the United States support access to abortion. In poll after poll, 2/3 to 3/4 of people asked support access to abortion in the United States. But what we know is that patients will still get abortion. Making it illegal doesn't end abortion. It just ends safe abortion.
That's Planned Parenthood of Illinois President and CEO Jennifer Welch. She spoke with Tim Shelley. The opinion leaked Monday night is only a draft and could change before the court issues its final ruling, expected sometime in June. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have cloudy skies today with rain likely and a high of 59 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Caroline Kobzanski, Emily Hayes, Ryan Denham, and Tim Shelley. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.